To forgive is the highest, most beautiful form of love. In return, you will receive untold peace and happiness. This is Unspoken Soul with Miss Nita. Hey guys, welcome back. As you know, this is Miss Nita, and this is another entry to my series called The Art Of. And this is forgiveness. Yes, forgiveness. That's the hardest thing for a lot of us to do, especially when someone has hurt us very, very deeply. I've been there several times. And have I truly forgiven the person? I believe I have. Even though I may not say it in words to them, because oftentimes I never see them again once I've been hurt by them. You know, during a breakup or inadvertently say something to you that they're unaware that they said anything to hurt you. Hurt comes from all different forms and in different ways. You know, just like I said, just a word can hurt you. A touch can hurt you. There are some people that don't like to be touched in a certain way because it reminds them of certain things, and you keep doing that to them and without them even saying anything to you, how would you know that you was hurting them? And then they're upset with you because you keep doing it. In a sense, yeah, it's crazy. But hurt people also hurt people. There are times in our lives. Yes, we all are going to go through something in some form or another, whether it hurts you or not. But like we say, forgiveness, it is a blessing. It truly is. And it brings about happiness in your life when you are able to forgive those who hurt you or have done something to you. It may not be hurtful, but it makes you feel some kind of way. You know, we are some people who can really quick get up in our feelings over unnecessary things, you know. I went through something where some individuals, yeah, they hurt me and basically attacked me in a different form. Not physically, but with something that belonged to me. And yes, I wanted to confront them about it. I went to them. Well, let me put it like this. I tried to go to them, but they would never respond to, you know, my calls, my knocks, anything. They basically avoided me. So that told me right then and there, this was done purposely. And in my mind, what have I done to you to make you attack and try to hurt me that way? And that's a common thing in this society now. People will come at you and you get blindsided. You get blindsided by some things, and people will destroy your name, your reputation over something that you have no clue about. And you sitting there wondering, well, what did I do to you? It's sad. It's sad that communication, what is supposed to be the most important thing in our society, is not. People do not know how to communicate with one another. If you're doing something and you know that somebody might not agree with it, or be upset by what you're doing, 9 times out of 10, you are going to try to avoid that person because maybe you feel you're right at what you're doing, and you could be wrong. I like to know for a fact, basically, if I have said something or done something to hurt you, I would like for you to come to me and let me know. There have been times where people would tell me that I hurt somebody's feelings and that's why they haven't been talking to me. And I'm like, well, what did I say? And I would go back to that person just to find out, what was it that I said that hurt your feelings? Because I apologize, I didn't mean to. But they would come back instead of communicating it to me what I said, so I make sure I avoid saying that again. Oh, it wasn't nothing, don't worry about it. How is that communicating? And there are those, I hate to say it, when male-female relationship or any type of relationship, and there's a bad breakup and words are being said that are ugly and hurtful, and you sitting there dwelling on it when you should be forgiving that person for saying it. I know it don't make sense. It really don't make sense to forgive somebody for hurting you. But guess what? That person that hurts you is probably going on and living their life as if nothing ever happened. And here you are in bondage, holding on to those hurtful things that they had said to you, affecting your body, affecting your health, your mind, your self-esteem. You're a prisoner of it. But once you forgive them for what they said to you or what they've done to you and let it go, you will have so much peace and calm in your life. I know it don't make sense, but it does. Because I go back to, like I said, what I mentioned earlier about people hurting me. I was in a place of anger and rage, and in a sense, it was a good thing that they did avoid me, because there's no telling what I may have said. And it would have been something that was, for me right now, out of character, because I had grown from being that type of person, you know, that lashes out and say what's ever on their mind. I usually sit back and think for a moment now. But this particular incident, that it was really uncalled for. And after a while of no contact with these individuals, I found myself, I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me with this, because I really want to hurt somebody. You know, you need, you got to help me get through this. It was like this calming voice reminded me who I am now. I am no longer that person. Forgive them and let go. I'm like, wow, really? Okay, I guess I have to, you know. And I prayed on it and I let it go. And the crazy thing is, the thing that they tried to destroy, to hurt me with, y'all, once I forgave and let go, it came back 10 times better than it was before they destroyed it. It's something to that forgiveness. Trust me, when you forgive and let go, you'll be amazed at how much better your life becomes. There'll be things coming to you out of nowhere. You would not be able to understand where it's coming from and why, but I can tell you who it's coming from, because you did the one thing that he tells us often, and that is to forgive. Yeah. You know, I'm a person of faith, and I do trust what God says and what he does, because he will show you things about individuals that may come in and hurt your life. But you got to pay attention to those signs. Because once you pay attention to those signs, you can avoid a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, and you won't have to do all this forgiving. Ain't that something? We often find ourselves forgiving something or someone at some given point in our time when we could have, you know, we could have avoided some of the stuff that we put ourselves into or get into. And when it goes wrong, yeah, we hold on. We got some words coming out of our mouths and in our mind and so forth. And we be hating on some people and we hurt. And we like, we ain't gonna never speak to them again. And we don't even want to see their ugly butt again. You know, all kind of things. And sometimes it get to a point where you ready to go out and destroy something of theirs. But yet that person who you want to get back at, they don't move on. They live in their lives. And here you are trapped in what they have done to you. But once you let it go and once you forgive them for doing what they did to you and you allowing them to put that in your mindset, in your spirit and so forth. But once you, like I said, once you let it go, once you forgive and move on, your life will be 10 times better and more peaceful. And the stress level will come down and you'll be trying to figure out why you held on to it this long. Wow. Please try to practice forgiveness. Try to practice letting go of unnecessary hurt and pain that's holding you captive. Because that person isn't holding on to it. They going on and living their lives. You can live your life too by just letting go and forgiving. Well, thank you guys for taking a little listen to what I had to say today. And I hope that, you know, something that I said resonate within you. But until the next time, you guys have a great day, a blessed week, an awesome month, and most of all, stay safe and stay healthy. We'll see you the next time.